I'll be talking about toxicity of essential oils to the oblique banded leaf roller, Crustinura zasiana, and the rosy apple aphid, Dasaphis plantaginea. And then at the end, I'll discuss briefly the potential implications for using these oils as actual control methods for these pests. So, as we heard before, the oblique banded leaf roller is a serious apple pest, and the and the rosy apple aphid, of course, is as well. And these are, in our area, they're probably the top two apple pests in the Pacific Northwest and southern British Columbia. But of course, as we heard, they're a problem in other areas as well, and I would say throughout North American apple orchards. One of the major issues that has happened is that we have a lot of resistance development, and in the case of the oblique banded leaf roller, part of the problem has been that we've also ended up seeing cross resistance between different pesticides. And I noticed that Mike is here as well, and Mike Smurl has actually done some work that's shown that azofosmethyl has allowed cross-resistance to develop to the insect growth regulators, terbifenazide and methoxyfenazide. So that basically now means that growers in at least the southern interior of British Columbia are restricted to using two types of treatments, and they're basically restricted to BT products and spinosyn-based products. So this really means that growers need new options, and we need to go beyond perhaps just some of the traditional things that we were using. So this brings up the potential of using essential oils, which we've been working with in our lab. Now, essential oils have been demonstrated as insecticidal agents, and one of the benefits is that they are NOP and OMRI approved. And actually, just to show an example, we have, let's see if we can get this to work. Okay, we have these oils here, or these products here, are actually essential oil-based products that are produced by a company here in the States called EcoSmart Technologies. And they're actually, I know that they're actually in use here in California. So this is just an example, and just going to see what we can get for our two pests. So the objectives of my research are to find essential oils that are toxic against the leaf roller and the rosy apple aphid. Another area that we're kind of addressing is what is the mode of action of these oils, and how are these insects breaking down these oils? What are the detoxification mechanisms? And the reason why this is important is because this suggests potential roles. If we can understand the detoxification mechanisms, we can understand what type of synergists we might be able to use to make these oils more effective. For the course of this talk, I'm going to be addressing mainly the first objective, and then my future research is going to be looking more into the second objective. So what we did is we used neonate leaf roller larvae, and we used adult rosy apple aphids. In the field, these are typically the two stages that we are aiming to control. And then we used a huge list of essential oils, and I actually used 21 oils. And you'll notice we've also got sesame oil, soybean oil, sunflower oil, and cottonseed oil. So these are actually carrier oils. But we thought, well, let's just try these out and see, because a lot of the times carrier oils are used to dilute essential oils. The other thing you'll notice is that the most represented plant family here is Lamiaceae. We've got marjoram, peppermint, patchouli oil, pennyroyal oil, rosemary oil. So this is one of the biggest plant families that's used for developing essential oils. What I did was we prepared emulsions of these essential oils using Tween 80 as an emulsifier, and you can see it did a pretty decent job of creating a nice emulsion. And then we took these oils and we sprayed them on the insects, and of course this is going, now it's being nice. Come on. Okay, there we go. All right, apparently we're not using the mouse. We took the essential oils and onto the insects, and we placed the insects first onto filter paper inside of glass petri dishes. And then once the oils had been sprayed on the insects, we transferred the insects to clean either leaf discs in the case of rosy apple aphid, and we were using the secondary plant host for the rosy apple aphid, so those are plantain leaf discs. Or in the case of the oblique banded leaf roller, we put them with artificial diet. And then 24 hours later, we assessed mortality, and in the case of two of the oils, we also used probate analysis to determine the LC50 values. What we observed was, when it came to the leaf rollers, not much was very effective. These are the top six essential oils, but we did find that patchouli oil was great. And these were applied at a concentration of 0.5%. The next highest oil was the white thyme oil. What we noticed with the thyme oil, though, is that it actually took about 48 hours to get this level of mortality. We only had 38% mortality at 24 hours, so, and this is 56% mortality. And this is going to be important in the next slide, because here we use the Synergist piperonal butoxide, which is a cytochrome P450 inhibitor, and we use that at 1/10 the rate. You'll notice mortality in the control was very low, but the big thing that happened is that when it came to thyme oil, we noticed that the rate of kill was much faster. We actually observed the same level of results within 24 hours that it took 48 hours to get without PBO. So this suggests a role of this does suggest a synergistic reaction for thyme oil. And if you look at cedarwood and clove bud oil, it really does appear that there is a synergistic action going on here. So this does seem to indicate that the cytochrome P450s are involved. And as I said, we calculated the LC50 values for two of the oils. The interesting thing here to note is that patchouli oil was 4.25 times more effective than thyme oil. So I think right now it's looking like patchouli oil is probably the way to go. When it came to the rosy apple aphids, we actually had quite interesting results. If you remember, on the leaf rollers, we only had two of the oils made it above 50% mortality at this concentration. With a rosy apple aphid, we had 14 out of the 21 oils were effective, and 10 of these were essential oils. These are the top six. Again, the thing to note is patchouli oil was the most effective, but unlike with the leaf rollers, thyme oil didn't even make this list, and that was actually quite ineffective against the aphids. The other interesting thing that we found was that the carrier oils were actually really effective. And a lot of the times people say carrier oils are inert. Well, this shows that carrier oils are not always inert. Now, don't know what the mode of action is here. It's going to be interesting to potentially figure out what that is. Of course, sesame does contain sesamin, and that it has been shown to be insecticidal, but we'll have to see. The other ones, maybe it's through suffocation, perhaps through other methods. So, in summary, basically what we found is that patchouli and white thyme oil are the most toxic of the oils against the oblique banded leaf roller. The other thing that we noticed is that the addition of PBO did increase mortality for most of the oils. So this does suggest a role for cytochrome P450s involved in detoxification. And it also allows us to maybe think of, okay, well, maybe we can use PBO analogs as potential synergists. So examples include isosafrol or so on and so forth. So, you know, this gives us a few different options. And the other trend that we noticed was that these essential oils are much more effective against the rosy apple aphid. Again, patchouli was the most effective. The carrier oils were highly toxic. So it's going to be interesting to see what we can do with this at the next stage. And for the next stage, what we really need to do before we can go anywhere with using these oils at a field level is we really need to look further into what synergistic combinations we can come up with and how we can optimize the formulas. We use Tween 80 this time around, but of course, as many of you know, different emulsifiers give a lot better results. So formulation optimization is the next step. And then, as I said, we want to look at what the mode of action is and how we can detoxify these, or how these insects are detoxifying these oils, because that'll help us to understand what oils maybe we can use and how to make the oils more effective. And with that, I'd just like to acknowledge the funding sources, NSERC, EcoSafe Natural Products, EcoSmart Technologies, and the Pesticide Risk Reduction and Minor Use Research Program at the Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada.
So you mentioned your methodology, you're directly spraying first in source. A two-part question. Have you looked at the effects of spraying larger insects? And also, have you looked at the effect of spraying the leaf and the insect coming into contact with the leaf?
To this point, we haven't. So the question was if we've tried spraying larger insects and also if we've tried applying it to the leaf discs and then putting the insects on. To this point, we haven't. Generally, with the leaf roller, the stage that you want to target is the neonates, because after that, they tend to wrap themselves up in the leaves. So we've been working with the neonates to date, but we do need to look at the other stages as well. So I actually will be doing some more work with the later instars later. The next step as well is also what is the residual toxicity, so applying it to the leaf discs and then putting the insects on that. Yep. We didn't do that this time.
Phytotoxicity on the leaves, if you're thinking about
them. Yes. Phytotoxicity has been noted for a lot of oils. I actually used a clove oil based product before as a apple blossom thinner. So that definitely you do get phytotoxicity, but we're hoping that at this point with 0.5% we won't, but before any product development we have to do that.
Thank you, Christina.
Thank you.